Ohio's higher education officials are urging colleges to be lenient with students relying on veterans' benefits to pay tuition. Kim Norris of the State Board of Regents tells Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles there are problems with processing payments for some veterans.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs apparently has encountered a problem while they were transferring electronic records between their regional offices, which caused them to lose a number of eligibility certifications for student veterans, in particular in Ohio and West Virginia. So this is obviously a big concern. So the chancellor, working with the Ohio Department of Veterans Services here in Ohio, sent out a letter to our university presidents, private, public, not-for-profit institutions in the state, asking all of them to, first of all, be aware of what's happening and to also try to be as flexible as possible. We want these students to stay in school. The last thing these students need is to have a problem, either trying to enroll or for some reason not enroll. We don't want that to happen.
Are there schools that are not allowing these students to enroll because of the paperwork issue?
Well, the deadlines for tuition and certainly housing arrangements is either already underway or is right around the corner for many, many students. So, you know, some of this would have to do with, giving them the ability to pay for housing, which might even be off campus, for example. So this is very problematic, and we wanted to make sure that universities were well aware of the situation that's happening. I know that one of our university presidents was in contact with the VA, and, you know, they explained that, you know, it could be weeks or months before these individuals receive their benefits, and they were trying to work out some type of short-term stopgap measure for students.
How many students are affected?
We don't know yet. You know I can give you kind of anecdotally, Bowling Green University said the vast majority of their 284 student veterans will not receive their basic monthly housing allowance or their semester stipends for books, for example. So we don't have a total number. Again, this program is operated through the Department of U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. So, again, we're anxious to just let those students know that they should contact the university and make sure they're clear. If they're having a problem, don't wait. Don't, you know, not enroll. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Kim Norris of the Ohio Board of Regents says the problem affected records for Ohio and West Virginia veterans whose enrollments were received between July 24th and August 9th.